This might take a few minutes, so is that all right? I just really need to tell you about this.
Are you about to go off on one?
Yeah.
Cool, I'll sit back and enjoy.
Okay. Yesterday, during the show, we didn't talk about this on air, but I was a little bit worried, / agitated, didn't mention it. The alarm was going off in my house a lot, right?
For about 2.5 hours, wasn't it?
Yes.
It started just after you'd gone on air.
Yeah. I didn't want to say that yesterday.
No.
It did cross my mind that maybe I could say it on air, and then if any listeners were driving past, they could check if my house was all right.
Yeah.
But I decided against that. So, I found... Obviously, I'm worried that someone has broken into my house.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on air. I can't do anything about it. My flatmate, the comedian, is in a meeting or something, so he can't go around there either. So what do? You just sit here and worry, don't you?
And your key holders are where?
My key holders are in Southampton.
Yes.
Maybe I need to change that.
Maybe you need key holders who are like neighbours.
That's not the point.
Maybe. Go on, yeah, right.
Right, so eventually I found out exactly what happened, yeah?
Okay.
Somebody had broken into my house.
Really?
Yeah, but not a burglar.
Right.
Now, I don't want to go into too much detail about my utility bills on air, but it wasn't a burglar. It was a company.
Right.
A company who provide gas. And I'm not going to name them, but a big company, and they're British.
Okay.
Right?
Gas and British.
So this company, who I'm not even with for my gas, break into my house and fit a gas meter. Now, how did they get in? Because there are no actual signs that they've broken in at all. There's no forced entry on the door. It's worrying me and is now a security issue in my head. Did they definitely pick the lock with a credit card, like in the films?
Or the bill.
How did they get in? I have no idea.
So a gas company got into your house when nobody was there.
The British one, yep.
Yeah, to fit a gas meter.
Yes, one of those meters where you put the card in.
Right.
Only they haven't left me a card.
Well, that would have been evidence that they'd got in, wouldn't it?
Oh, this is the whole another tangent on the story, right? Okay. Because I've not paid the bill, even though I'm not even with them, I now have one of these meters with we put the card in. Now, I changed over from the big British company last April, or so I thought, but clearly not. My new company, provider of gas, said, oh, it's all right, we'll deal with it. If you hear from the big British company, just ignore it. And when they said, when you hear from them, I presume it might be a letter or something, not somebody crowbarring my door in. So I phoned the company I'm supposed to be with, right?
Yeah.
I'm not with them at all, it turns out.
So
I am with the British one, even though I didn't think I was, and the new company told me that I was with them now.
So when you got home, you just found a gas meter there?
Yes, just there. And instructions on how to use it.
But without a card?
No card. Okay, I'll tell you this as well. I rang up today, the British company, seeing as I am with them now. We didn't know that. Thanks for telling me. And I was like, I don't have a card, so I can't... How do I get gas? Well, you need to use your card. Right, well, I don't have a card. Well, okay, we can pass one out to you. Well, when? 7 to 10 working days. Oh, brilliant.
Can't they just...
Oh, that's really good.
Can't they just break in again this afternoon and drop your card off?
Well, you'd think so, but every time I try and call them, I've been on the phone for 3 hours, right? Every time I get through, okay? The lines are very busy, but I wait and I wait and I wait. And then I get to the point where it goes, hello, Mr. Mills, I understand that you... That's it. It's like they don't want to speak to me.
You know who you need to call, don't you?
Who?
Nikki Campbell.
I know, it has turned into Watchdog. So it looks like I'm paying somebody else's gas bill.
Very angry, aren't you?
How am I supposed to wash? Maybe I could pop downstairs and ask to have a bath. I'm probably paying for it.